Okay. Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph Parshas Yisrael. B'shar Shekdimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma. When Klal Yisrael introduced Nasa to Nishma, meaning they preceded Nasa to Nishma, we will do before we will hear. Yotza Baskel, Chazal tell us that a heavenly echo went out. V'amra, and it said, Migila Rozeh L'Bonai, who revealed the secret to my children? Loshon Shemalachi Hashoros Mishtam Shemboy, this is the language that they will do before they hear. This language is a language used by the ministering angels. That's what the Gemara says. Hine noida. Says the Marnayim, ki yesh oilam hatainug, oilam habino. In Kabbalah, there is a world of pleasure, which is called oilam habino, the world of understanding. Ukeshemidaber hadiburim bechedva, when a person speaks words of Torah or words of tefillah with joy, ubeislavus, and with a bren, with passion, with love and with awe. So there is a pleasure that comes as a result of that experience. What's going on? Why does the pleasure come afterwards? Because first a person needs to put forth work. Very unpopular idea. A person needs to put forth the work to create an awakening, a desire within himself. That has to come first. V'zeh nikra olam haba. This is the concept that we find with regard to our service of Hashem, that there's a concept called olam haba, a world that comes. Ratzolayma, that is to say, ki hu ba tomid b'shas avoda. It's coming when we put forth the work. So that's the world that's already coming while we're putting forth the work. V'olam ha'asid, that's in contrast to the world of the future, nikra la'asid lavay bigamar. That's called a different term. That's not called olam haba. That's called la'asid lavay. That is Ushmiyahu Meloshen Bina. That La'asid Lavai is synonymous with the concept of Bina and the concept of Shmiya. Kemaimar Kishemeya Yosef. The Pasuk says that Yosef heard what they were saying. Doesn't mean he audibly heard. Rather, it means that Yosef understood what the brothers were saying. Kilu Leze Shayutzrichem Litroyach Mikoidam. Because were it not for the fact that when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we needed to work up front, lo yaya nechshav la'avoda, then our service would not be called a service. Ki haya taiva kishar taivis. Look at that language. It would be nothing more than a desire like all other desires. The reason there is reward, the reason it's worthwhile, is because it is called avoda, and avoda by definition means toil. It means that it's work. If we're not working at it, if it comes to us easily, then it's not avoda. So to the darga, to the degree that we put forth the work, to that degree will there be a pleasure that comes afterwards, and that is the bina, that's the shmiya that comes as a result of the work that we put forth in our avoda. This is the concept of we will first do and then we'll enjoy it. But Salaimer says the Maranaim, you know what Nasa V'Nishma means? Nasa V'Nishma means Nasa Ha'avoida. First, we're going to work. V'Nitrach, and it's going to be a tircha, it's going to be a toil, it's going to be burdensome. But afterwards we know, v'nishma, we will have the pleasure, in order that it will be considered avoda, it requires both of these components. When Klal Yisrael came to that understanding of their service of Hashem, Yotza Baskel V'Omra, a heavenly echo came out and said, Migila Rozeh L'Bonai, who revealed this secret? Loshen Shemalachi Asharis Mishtam Shemboi, a language that the ministering angels, Be'emes, Hu davar gadol. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exclaiming, is that this is really an awesome thing. Ki gam malachim u gam ken kach. Because for the angels it is also so. Ki metchila tzorach lis'oire b'tshukose alagdusha v'achios me'avod yisbarach. The angels also have to awaken within themselves a desire to the chiyus of Hashem, which is fascinating, that the angels should have to work for their service. So that's his first explanation in Na'aseh V'Nishma, is that Klal Yisrael understood that serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a picnic, it's not automatic, it's not immediate gratification, rather it's going to require toil up front, and the Geschmack comes later on. That's his first explanation. Oyoyma, or perhaps another explanation into the same Chazal, B'shal Shigdimu Amar Migidur Zelabonai, that Hashem said, who revealed the secret? V'tzorech Lahavin, we need to understand on the most basic level, Ech Efshal Lasses, Kedem Shiyishma Ma'alasses, how is it possible for a person to do before he knows what to do? What's the pride that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes? That he was so proud about this. What's the tremendous pride? The painful truth is that it's impossible for a Jew, it's impossible for a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remain always on the same level. The pasuk says that there is an ebb and a flow. Sheba umistalek, the chius, the life force, goes and disappears. Good days and bad days. When a person has a time that he feels connected to Hashem, humargish chius v'tainuk, person feels a geshmak and a pleasure in his service. But invariably, the chiyus and the geshmak disappears, and the person falls from his level. So there are tremendous deep secrets and the reason for this. So why can't we always be up? Why do we have to fall into the depths? V'tam echadu, says the Maranaim, one explanation is, the reason is so that afterwards we could come to a higher level than where we began. In all things, there needs to cease an existence before a new existence can come into being. The Maral uses the mashal of a seed that's put in the earth, that before the seed can grow, it has to totally disintegrate and disappear. Similarly, the Maral speaks about a egg. Before it turns into a chicken, it totally ferments, it rots. So before there can be a new existence, there has to be a cessation of the earlier existence. Therefore, kasheroitzim lahagbiya lemadrega yoyse gedayla, if a Jew wants to be uplifted to a higher level, tzorach lias heder kodem, he first has to slip from where he's at. Lechen tzorach lipo mimadrega shu achshav, therefore the person needs to fall before they can reach a higher level, they need to fall from the level at which they're at. The Maral explains with this yisoid an unbelievable thing. He asks that the Arizal teaches that Klal Yisrael came to Memtes Shari Tumah, right? Before they went out of Egypt, they came to 49 levels of Tumah. And that had they stayed there another moment, the Arizal says they would have slipped into the abyss and they would not have been claimable anymore. So the Maral says, so why couldn't Hashem take them out by level 45? Why did he have to wait till 49.9 before he took them out? See, he says this yisoid, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was aiming for was to create a new nation. They needed to go from the Bnei of the Oves to Bnei Yisrael, to Aklal Yisrael, the people who would be able to receive the Torah. And in order to do that, he needed to erase what was going on before that in order to give them their new Madrega. So this Yisoid, the Maranaim is borrowing this Yisoid and giving it to each one of us personally. Why do we need to fall? Why do we have to slip from our Madrega? In order, we should understand that beyond, if we do what he's going to tell us soon, that beyond the horizon, there's a Madrega much higher that we can reach. V'hinei. Teaches the Maranaim, Tzorich HaAdam, a person has to try. Shigam bin Noflam im Madrigoso, even when he falls from his level, Yis Ameitz, he should put forth the effort, Lalois El Hashem, to continue to climb towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, Be'oisei Madrega Shehu Achshav, even in the bad place that he finds himself now. How? Ki Tzorich Lahamin, a Jew must believe, Shemalei Kol Ha'aretz Kivoidoi, that the entirety of the world is filled with Hashem's presence. Veleis asar ponimine. There is no place void of Hashem. Therefore, viafilu bimadrega shehu achshav, even in this bad place that the person finds themselves now, yesh gam ken Hashem yisparach. There too is Hashem. Kileis asar ponimine, because there is no such place as a place void of Hashem. Rak only shu mitzumtzum ma'ot. It's just that we can't feel him, we can't see him, we can't sense him, because we're in a place where Hashem's presence is tremendously restricted. Therefore, the Pasuk says, V'zehu mimizrach shemesh ad mevoyoy mehulol shem Hashem. The Pasuk says in Hallel, we say, from the shining of the sun until its setting, Hashem's name is praised. Sh'atzadik nikre shemesh. Tzaddik is called the sun, Kimaimer, like we find in Chazal. Ad shalei shaka shimshe shal Eli, zarcha shimshe shal Shmuel. Chazal tell us, before the sun of Eli set, the sun of Shmuel already has risen. Harei shal tzaddik nikar shemesh. So we see that Chazal referred to the tzaddik as the sun. Says the pasuk, Mevizeu memizach shemesh, up on the top of the page. This is the meaning from the moment that the sun shines. Dehainu shehamoyach shaloi bohir vizach. A time when the mind is clear and pure. Vidavuk b'Hashem yisbarach. And the tzaddik is able to cleave to Hashem. That's memizrach shemesh. That's when the sun, the tzaddik, is shining. Ad mevayoi. And even in times when the sun is setting, Dahainu kishemistalik habehirus, when the clarity disappears, v'nofal memadrigosa, and the person falls from their heights, ula oilam, however, despite that, tzarech liyais mehulal shem Hashem, in every instance a person needs to find the strength to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulihis ametz, and to put forth the strength, lalois el Hashem yisbach, to continue climbing, ba'oise madrega shu achshav, even in that bad place where the person is now. Explains the Maranaim Vayter, v'zeu nikra nase koidam l'nishma. This is the concept of nase before nishma, meaning, av binaf lisenu, klal yisrael are exclaiming, even when we fall mimadrigosenu, from our exalted levels, lihidavik b'Hashem yisbarach b'oisa madrega kenal, even when we fall, we will attempt to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that level where we're at. V'achakach, because we understand that as a result of that dveikus that we were trying to put forth when we're down, nishma, we will come to learn, She'ikar Hashmiyah Ulosh Navana, will come to understand, Da'ainu Shebal Namadrega Yosei Gedoy, the canal, that it allows the person to come to even a higher level, as explained above. V'zewik Kabbalah HaTorah Shekiblu Yisrael, this is the main Kabbalah HaTorah that Klal Yisrael accepted, and maybe that's why it took place in an area desert. Kabbalah HaTorah took place in a pretty lousy location. Because even there, we need to be able to be mekabel the Torah. Ulechein hispar Hashem yisbarach b'zeh ma'od. For this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tremendous pride. Shekiblu haTorah, the Klal Yisrael, they received the Torah, b'goydel ha'emes, in an extreme truth, v'hesigu ha'emes, and they grasped the truth. Shelo'olam yidvukim b'Hashem yisbarach, that forever they would cleave to Hashem. V'leyifridu mimenu, they will not separate from Him. Af b'naflim emadrigasim, even when they fall from their exalted levels. V'zeu ikar ha'hiloch v'hanhoga ha'yisraelis, this is the true gang and the conduct of a Jew. U'b'zeh tzarech l'halach, and this has got to be the faith and the emun of the Jew. This is how we need to go. He asks, u'bameh yovei la'Hashem yisbarach. If one asks, with what am I supposed to come to Hashem? Kishenofel memadrigose, when I'm down from my true levels. Sh'arinito memenu ameichin v'adas. After all, I have no mind left. There's no clarity. There's no opportunity. I can't serve like I need to serve. The person needs to focus on this message that wherever a Jew finds themselves, the Ribbono Shel Olam suffuses the entire world with His presence. Dehainu afilu b'makom shehu kol ha'aretz. Look what he does here. Even a place which is exclusively earthiness, shekulay artzias, everything it looks like dirt, shurak chaymer av, it's just strict physicality. There's nothing left but chumrius. Afal pikein, despite that, mole kavodi yisbarach, it is filled with the presence of Hashem. Vini Hashem yisbarach nikra chay hachaim. The Rebbeinu Shlom is called the life of all life. Dainu, that means shekol hachayim sheba'olam, that all life forms of the world, behemos, chayes, va'ifes, umina adam, animals, wild animals, birds, human beings, achiyus shalahem, their life source, hu Hashem yisbarach. V'zeu chay hachayim, that is the life source of all life, shehu yisbarach achiyus shekol hachayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom is the life of all life. Therefore, in the most basic terms, v'yachshev, the person should say to themselves, kishenofa madrigos, when they're in a bad place, haloi chayani, I'm alive. Umi hu hachayis shali, who is giving me this life? Haloi abayri yisbarach, it is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is v'nimtza shiesh kan gam kein hu yisbarach, therefore even here, in this place, is the chiyus of Hashem, if I'm alive. And I'm thinking, then the chiyus of Hashem has to be here. Ach shu mitzum tzumoy, but I recognize it's a place where there's very little godliness. So he's giving us a very solid method to sink our teeth into, even in a place where the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzum tzumoy, is very narrow. Next page. You got it? V'zeu Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unbelievable, magnificent pshat in Chazal. Hashem exclaims, Mi gila rozel bonai. Ratzalayma, what that means to say is the very question, me, when a Jew will ask, who is it that's giving me my life? Da'ainu kishem choishvim, when a Jew asks the question, when a Jew thinks, mihu achir shalem, after all, who is giving me my life? Ze gilalahem roze, that question itself will reveal the secret, lahakdim na'asa l'nishma, to make the commitment, the fact that no matter where a Jew finds themselves, that they commit to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'nispah la'el. Me, the question of asking, who is it? That is Gila Rozel Labanai. That reveals the secret of no matter where a Jew is, that they can cleave to Hashem. V'zeu b'yem azebo midbar Sinai. This is the meaning that it says that on this day they came to the Sinai desert. Toshu Chazal. Sh'yu chadoshim alecho. The Rebbeinu Shlom demands that Torah should be novel for us, kiyoyim shenitna, like the day it was given. Says the Maranayim, ve'echav sharas ha'inyan. How is that possible? How can we be excited about Torah like the day it was given? Halei Torah nitna zeh zman aruch. It's been given to us thousands of years ago. Ve'ech yu chadoshim kiyoyim shenitna. How could it be new like the day it was given? Avol lefi devareinu anal, but based upon what we've been discussing here, muvan v'heitiv, it is well understood. Every day we introduce this commitment of Nasa the Nishma, Sheze Haya Ike Kabbalah Satorah Kimavay. That was, what are we saying? What he's saying here is that the not that Torah should be novel, but that the Kabbalah, the acceptance upon ourselves in every situation, that Kabbalah should be new to us like the day it was given. V'zeo v'atam advekim Hashem alekechem. Is v'tzorech lahavin. The pasuk says, you who cleave be'Hashem alekechem, chayim kolchem ayem, you are alive today. Asks the Moranayim v'tzorech lahavin, we need to understand. Lama kosuv b'shnei shemes. Why does the pasuk detail this with both names? Be'Hashem alekechem. Havalei the Meimer, it should say, like it says in other places, V'atam advekim b'Hashem v'sulai. What is it? What's the need for Elikechem? It says, beautiful, l'fi dvareinu anah, but based upon this introduction, yuvan heitiv, it's well understood. Ki Elikim b'chol mokim hu din v'tzimtzum. We know that the name of Elikim refers to a time of constriction, a time of reduction of the presence of Hashem. Is vizeo, that's the meaning. Ve'atem advekim b'Hashem alikechem. You who cleave to Hashem, whether he is in a situation of Hashem, of openness, of chesed, of kindness, or it is a time of darkness of alikechem, dainu afilu kishu mitzumtzum etzleichem, even if it's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is removed from you, kishu nafaltim imadigaskam, when you've fallen from your level, Afal pike matem dvekim Hashem yisbach, and nonetheless you cleave to Hashem. Be'emtzoyis ki alechayim kol chamayayim. What's the methodology that you use in a time of darkness? The methodology is by saying, chayim kol chamayayim, we're alive, we're here. Who's giving us the chiyus? Umiyu achiyus shalechem, who's giving us that life for us? Halehu yisbach shamay v'yisal lezichray. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, he's saying that the second half of the pasuk is an explanation. Ve'atem advekim, you who cleave to Hashem, be'Hashem elikechem, whether it is the time of Hashem or elikechem. How do you do it? You do it by saying, chayim kol chamayim, we're alive. If we're alive, then the chiyus of Hashem is within us. V'zeh omar medavad ha-melech alav ha-shalom. This is what David ha-melech alav ha-shalom says. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samit. I keep Hashem before me always. That the language of Shivisi is, it is equal to me. That Rabbeinu Shlom was equal to him. Whether I cleave to Hashem in times of clarity, or even when it is opposite me, meaning, even when I fall from my high levels, Hakol Hayeshav Etzli, says David HaMelech, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Hashem, it doesn't make a difference to me. It's all equal to me, whether it is a time of clarity or a time of darkness. Shayadavuk Hashem Yisbach, David HaMelech was able to cleave to Hashem Gam Beis Nafli, even when he fell. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says. Al toime ma hoyesha yomim arishonim hayu tovim mi'ele. Don't ask. Don't say. What about the earlier days that were so much better than these days? Ki lo mi'chach mashalta zeis. Because you don't ask that of wisdom. That's a lema, that is to say, shiyashoitim, there are fools. Shebin noiflam imadrigosam. When they fall from their level, sheichvim la'ofer, they remain stuck in the earth. Ve'enam oylim shuv al Hashem Yisbaruch, and they can never get up again. To back to Hashem. Ve'zeu al toime, don't say, shayomim harishayim ayitavim meila. And they use the excuse and they say, there were better times. Da'ina sh'ozi yisi oivid Hashem Yisbaruch. I used to be a servant of Hashem. But vi'achshav nafalti me'madrigasi, now I have fallen from my madrega. Al toime kein, don't say that. You're not asking this from wisdom, because wisdom gives life. And the nature of chiyus is that there's an ebb and a flow. It has to be this way. That's what chachma dictates. This concept is called in the Zohar Mote V'lei Mote. It reaches and it doesn't reach. Da'ainu k'shu davik b'Hashem Yisbach b'behiris oz nikri Mote. When a person serves with clarity, he is then called one who reaches. U'k'shu mistalik, when the chiyus goes away, nikri v'loi Mote, then he's called one who doesn't reach. Ve'atam, and the question that we will ask as to why does a person need to fall at all? Why does a person need to fall at all? Hukach. The reason is dinyesh neshamis nefulim. Now he's giving a second reason. Before he said that the reason is to be able to launch a new madrega. Now he says that there are neshamis that are fallen neshamis. Yesh nafalim mishesh yisimei bereishis. Some of them fell a long time ago. 6 days of creation. V'yesh enoiflim b'chol dovedar. There are souls that fall in every generation. Umizgalglim, and they are reincarnated. V'em nav enod, and they wander. V'enim yichodim lovi el Hashem Yisbarach. They cannot come back to Hashem. K'ein lem b'mel lovi, because they don't have a catalyst to bring them. Shebechayim chiyusam, during their lifetime, osko b'havle oylem hazeh. They only dabbled, they toiled in matters of this world. V'lei osu klum, they accomplished nothing. However, when a tzaddik falls from his madrega and then he's able to pick himself up, seven times the tzaddik will fall and get up again. When he gets up and ascends to Hashem, he carries heavenward these neshamas. True, he can only uplift those neshamas that he have in common with his root. And therefore, notice he switched from the tzaddik to every person. Every person has to fall from their madrega, in order to elevate the neshamas and misharshay that are associated with his source. And understand this well.